is happening in the Muslim community globally. Just got a statement from the Arab League. Arab League chief Nabil Al-Arabi strongly condemns the terrorist attack on Charlie Hebdo newspaper in Paris. Also, Al-Azhar, the Sunni Islam's most prestigious center of learning in Egypt, issuing a statement condemning what it calls this criminal attack, saying that Islam denounces any violence. We'll keep you across what's coming through via social media as well. But let's bring in our next guest, Martin George Edmund Rosen, who's a British editorial cartoonist and novelist. Martin, thanks for coming on to speak to us on BBC News. Did you know any of these journalists at Charlie Hebdo?
I didn't know them personally, but I knew the work of some of them. And I just, first of all, want to say how numb I'm feeling that my colleagues have been murdered in this barbaric fashion. You know, I know that my job and their job as well was to give offence. That's what we're licensed to do in a free society. It's part of the political process, taunting, name-calling and giving offence. But I've often described what I do as assassination without the blood, but the key words in that phrase are without the blood. It's how we channel human emotions and human arguments, but in a non-violent way. And the previous speaker saying, responding to being offended. It's this idea that has become so current for the last 15 years or so that taking offence is being used as an offensive act in itself. So people are never allowed to do anything in case they might offend somebody else. But as I've often said, the most offensive thing you could ever do is kill somebody else.
What would you do to those who say, to an extent, the journalists brought it on themselves?
I'd say that is a truly offensive thing to say. Truly offensive. You know, I personally am offended by all sorts of things. It doesn't mean I'm going to go and murder somebody. And to say that, you know, they have done something which has offended somebody else and therefore they should be murdered, well, that's a barbaric medieval despotism. That's the kind of society we, I hope, don't live in. And if these people choose to live in a society like that, well, we've got to try and stop them imposing on everybody else.
It's very easy, though, isn't it, for us to sit here as journalists to say that, you know, we've got to continue with what we're doing. But if you were in France now, I mean, the journalists that we've been speaking to said journalism in France has now changed forevermore after today. What would your assessment be of that comment and how you move forward with
this? I don't necessarily think that's true. It's the kind of thing people say at horrific moments like these, that nothing will ever be the same again. That the best thing that can happen is to laugh these barbarians back into the dustbin of history, actually. The reason they have done what they've done is because they cannot bear the idea of being laughed at, because their ideology is so comprehensively ludicrous. And it's ludicrous not because of the spiritual dimension of it, but because they believe everybody should believe what they believe. And if anybody disagrees with them, they murder them. And that is a ludicrous, preposterous notion. And they should be laughed at for it.
But can satirical journalism have its place in French society after this?
Of course it can.
Will they be brave enough to do it, is my point.
Well, that's another issue. I mean, after the 10 years ago, the Danish cartoon business, which was... people forget over 100 people died as a consequence of that. All of them happened to be Muslims, shot on the streets of Muslim countries because they've been fermented into rioting by Muslim clerics. This time, cartoonists have died. Last time, cartoonists didn't die. But it's the idea that you know, you could never produce a cartoon again. You could never draw a mocking portrait of anybody at all because there might be a danger that they will take offence and kill you. But you know, if the response is we don't draw anything anymore, they've won.